Binge drinking, something that a major study conducted by a team at the University of Dundee has shown could be reduced by spending more time with others. But in reality, is this the case? I went down to a popular bar in London to ask teenagers whether they consider themselves to be binge drinkers.
I go out every weekend and I drink a lot. I drink to get drunk, I don't drink like a social occasion.
Sometimes. It depends who I'm out with. If I'm out with like work and stuff, then sometimes, but not really. I don't drink like every weekend, but just like most.
How many drinks would you have on a night out then?
Too many, I don't even know.
So you are binge drinkers?
Yeah, I guess, because I thought binge drinkers when you drink more than once a week.
So a study suggests that teenagers are less likely to binge drink. What do you think about that?
That is so not true, because teenagers are more likely to binge drink because they go out on more like club nights, social nights, at the pub. I think they want to get drunk more than just like the average middle-aged person, because they just go out and drink with their friends and have a little chat, but teenagers just want to get drunk and have a good time.
It's part of the culture. It's not... You're almost pressured into it in a way, I think. I think people were just kind of almost forced to, really.
Is this thing on?
Word. So what,
we get drunk? Hi, my name's Kirsty Miller. I'm a final year PhD student from the University of Dundee. I specialise in social and health psychology, focusing mainly on the health of adolescents.
Kirsty Miller headed up the team that conducted the research.
I asked her what inspired her to do the study.
It's based on quite a well-established field of social psychology called the social identity approach, the idea of which is basically that we all sort of evolve to be part of groups. And what we found is that being in these groups is actually really beneficial for well-being, and it's beneficial for well-being in lots of ways. It's good for mental health. It protects against a lot of mental health outcomes. It's good for general physical well-being.
Your study didn't include 18 and 19-year-olds. I was just wondering why that was.
It was purely because I actually spoke to the students in school. So I don't know if it's the same in England, it's maybe different, but the age of high school students is really only 17.
If you were to include 18 and 19-year-olds in your study, would it be likely that it would have skewed the results?
No, to be honest, I think it probably would have strengthened them even more. Because one of the main arguments that we're making is that identifying with friends makes this behaviour more likely. So feeling connected to family in school actually protects against this behaviour. So it makes it less likely that they will. But obviously, as teenagers get older, they become less and less attached to the family, they become less attached to the school, and they become more identified with, more attached to their friend groups. They become more likely to participate in these behaviours.
Are social teenagers less likely to binge drink? The answer is yes.